Ray Trujillo did not wake up on a regular weekday morning at the end of another one of Cold River, Colorado's chilly Octobers, prepared to turn her life inside out. Again. She woke up grumpy, outraged that her alarm had jolted her out of another night of too few hours of sleep, and furious that, as ever, she was her own worst enemy. Because why did she keep doing this? It felt brutal every time, like she kept punching herself in her own face. But did she ever learn her lesson? No, she did not. But it was far too early on a shivery Thursday to think about the epic disaster that was her endless, and endlessly complicated, relationship with Riley Kittredge. Besides, Ray knew by now that by the time she staggered outside and crawled into her trusty old pickup, she'd be good to go. If not exactly singing a happy tune, certainly awake enough to handle the drive into town. But the waking up part never got any less shocking when she'd only gotten home a few hours before. Because whatever else she was, and sure, there was a part of her that enjoyed it when people thought the worst of her, because the truth was a sharp little knife she kept to herself, and after all this time, she could admit she sometimes liked the cut of it. She was first and foremost an idiot when it came to Riley. "And lying here brooding about it doesn't help," she muttered into her pillow. She sat up and swung out of bed. Long years of experience in exactly this idiocy meant she'd laid out her clothes the night before. All she needed to do was stagger into them without making herself think about anything, especially her life choices. Then she headed downstairs to perform a face dive into the strong coffee that was the only thing that ever made her feel remotely human at this hour, with or without her 2 whole hours of sleep. Ray tiptoed through the dark old house, once a small farmhouse, and now a collection of meandering updates various ancestors had made. At least one for each generation since the first Trujillo had showed up on this land, long before the English settlers came west. She moved silently down the stairs because her grandmother claimed she woke at the slightest sound, and the last thing she wanted to confront at this hour was Inez Trujillo in one of her states. No one wanted Inez's lacerating commentary on anything and everything, but especially about the ways in which every person she'd ever met had disappointed her. Especially Ray.